Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Runway.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
24-carat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one. Tag team performance. The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two. Open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three. Ten Queen Faith, the Battle of the Goddesses, for $750. Mini Grand Number 1, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries, for $500. Mini Grand Number 2, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure, for $500. Mini Grand Number 3, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-carat gold ball. All gold everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
Legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney for $1,000, Fem Queen Realness, Pretty versus Banshee versus Executive versus Big Girls. Battle of the Girls. Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty. Banshee Girls as Princess Tiana, executives as Mary Poppins, and big girls as your fairy godmother, all for $1,000. Open to all legendary performance, The Wizard, ease on down this road for $1,000. Your mini grants include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Jane, Tarzan's loyal companion, for $500. Femme Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, showcased in face, body, and realness, for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Rapunzel, 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 let your hair down and bring us a heel, just as high as you dare, for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories. That's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, presented by legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Tables $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250 each. Tables are seated, first pay closest to the stage. Admission, $30 all night. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, the icon MC Debra, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Elite beat by the one and only legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For questions, comments, or concerns, send them over to watchthethrone2.0@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th. Legendary Mother Power Infinity, Icon Angel Milan, and Icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include pageant gown for $200, open to all potluck virgin performance, Butch Queen's Up and Drag's Realness for $100, Butch Queen Realness, Thug versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy. And your grand prize, open to all performance for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th. The Privileged One, Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters, two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting from Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball, Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500, Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness, 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for Open to All Best Dress, $500 for Open to All Face, $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, and $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/Tenzer Chops for your free one book download and 30-day trial membership.
Jiggy, baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Tenzer Chops, the Ballroom Recap. I am your host for the evening, Father Cocktail. I will not use my house name tonight because I might say some things that might offend people. So I'll give you my disclaimer. Any thoughts, any comments I make, anything that I say that might hurt some people's feelings or anything of that nature is not the House of Prodigy's issue, fault, or anything. It is Rodney, Father Cocktail. But I will say this. If you feel offensive to it, if you feel like you want to get back at it, you already know I'll bleed every ball so we can go from there. All right, with that being said, Switchboard, could you bring on the other guests for tonight? Hello?
Hi, Rodney. How are you?
Hey, Alexis, yes. What's going on?
I'm okay.
All right, who else we got? Laura, are you on?
Hey, this is Alexis. Hey.
Hey, bro. What's going on? Do we have Marcus on the line? Marcus,
Laura,
are you there?
Laura, keep it the fuck cute, okay?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. And how about Michi? Are you calling in from the West Coast? Or are you on the line, Michi?
He's not there.
He's not here yet. All right. I have the distinguished honor of having my peoples with me tonight, where we definitely will try to give you a show, definitely give you the recap of all balls over the weekend. We have the world-famous 12-year running Rags to Riches. We also had an Ebony extravaganza in California last night with the Light Bright Ebony, and I don't know the other young lady's name. She's the Ebony as well.
First Lady Philadelphia.
What's her name?
Sunny.
Yeah, because I don't want to. Sunny,
Sunny
and Light Bright Ebony from California. We also had Avernia Prestige monthly First Fridays. And then we had the Aftermath in Chicago as well, hosted by Marco, Tayana Ebony, and Jack Mizrahi. So the First Fridays was first. Was anybody in attendance at First Fridays or got any recap on First Fridays? Laura, Marcus?
I didn't attend any balls this weekend. I'm just here for a good old key.
Laura, you wasn't at the concert on Friday?
Marcus.
The girls told me they saw you.
Which concert?
Marcus.
I thought you missed Summer Jam, Laura.
And the Summer Jam, where was that located at?
In Philadelphia. Well, they have it every
in
year.
Tennessee. Oh,
okay, the Philadelphia Summer Jam.
Yeah, you know, it was on TV and everything. Laura, you sure you went there? I swear I saw you.
I didn't attend any balls over the weekend, period.
Oh, okay. So were you at Summer Jam?
I did not attend any balls.
Well, I was on
the
run in Philadelphia on Saturday.
If
anybody wants to call in concerning the Philadelphia First Fridays, you're more than willing to.
We have a caller, 773-937.
Say the number again,
773-937, you're live.
I'm just listening.
Okay, you're going to wait on the Rags recap? You're going to wait on Rags and comment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
you know,
we got you coming up.
Robbie, let me say this real quick. All I'm going to say is this. That Beyonce on the Run concert, if you do not have your ticket yet, it's for her next show, y'all need to go see it. It's over. From beginning to end, it's over. I had a nice time. I actually was able to see the Scorpion. I don't know if y'all know who that is, the Scorpion. He's like a blog person that's on YouTube sometimes too as well. I was able to meet him and Kevin and Michael and all them, so that was real nice. Whatever.
Oh, okay. Beyonce's stylist was at the day party with us yesterday because you know she's in Baltimore tonight. So everybody in D.C. is mostly in Baltimore at the concert right now. But yeah, I did see him. I didn't know who he was, of course.
I'll say this much though: Beyonce, something is not right because the show was over, but Beyonce is not Beyonce right now. She's not giving Beyonce at the moment. I think something is going on. Like, meaning, I think something is going on between her and Jessie, like real shit. Because the way she was performing was very agitated and angry. She was very angry, like very.
So was that her being Sasha Fierce or something?
No,
not even.
She was angry. No, she was angry, meaning like she wasn't featuring Jay-Z at all.
Oh, okay. I can sense that a little bit as well, just from seeing video clips and different stuff.
I don't know, but yeah.
But a lot of Beyonce fans are in denial. They're saying there's nothing going on. Their relationship is perfect. The house is perfect. The household is perfect. So they're in denial. Sorry, Harold. I didn't put you on a spot like that, brother. But yeah.
When they did Drunk in Love, Jay-Z was trying to grab on her, and Miss Beyonce kept hitting it off. Like, she was hitting it, like, away from him. Like, she was not using. She was rolling her eyes and was not
all
right.
We
all.
Have a caller.
323-352. You said it again, Marcus?
Caller, 323-352, you're live. Is it Michi?
Nah, this is Father D. Revlon. Oh, hello.
What's going on, D? How are you, sir?
What's up? I mean, I'm listening to y'all talk about, like, Beyonce and all that shit, but I didn't push one, but I'm going to push one when y'all get into, like, the little balls and things.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It's coming up, sir. It's coming up. I would like all representatives from all coasts who attended the ball to definitely chime in and give us your take and your reactions on it.
Yeah,
honest and open opinions without the fear of repercussions and all the get-back chops and all the other bullshit that's been going on the last few months in ballroom.
Right,
yeah,
right,
D,
right.
They
said you was on
okay,
the panel.
We'll get to all
of course I'm on the panel. I've been around for 11
yeah.
years. I'm going.
Yeah.
I need to be
yeah.
on the panel.
Yeah, they said you
okay, but D, when we get ready to get to California, we're going to go in order. So California was the last ball. But we're going to start with Rags to Riches.
Right, right, right.
And then we'll be with the ball out there shortly.
So, D, can you press 1 to take your hand down? And when you're ready to speak, you can press 1 again. I'm telling you what switchboard
is. What's she going to say about that ball? That ball was...
There's a lot to say, a lot of underlying stuff that we wasn't there to see, so I'm sure D would definitely spread some light on that.
Yeah.
So, Marcus, you're going to give us your take on what you saw and what happened at the Chicago Awards, and I'm sure Laura, myself, and Alexis will go by what we've seen and heard and ask you some questions, or we'll make our own opinions of the ball. So, could you start with the winners, and then we'll recap it through that?
Well, from everything that I remember, I'll start. Rags to Riches was at the skating rink on 87th and Ellis. It was a really nice, you know, large venue. I must commend Marco. Normally when you go into a skating rink, the sound is kind of muffled, but actually the speakers were good. The only thing that they didn't have was a wireless mic. So we're glad to see Chicago in a nice place that was, you know, definitely accommodating. The poll started about 1 o'clock. All categories were called, all cash was given out, and it's documented and videotaped for you naysayers. The first category of the night was Best Dress. There were 3 competitors. A female figure went to Herrera. And the 3 male figures were Ron Lavin, Father Ron Lavin, Pri Escada, and Tom Balenciaga.
Well, that's
Grand
4 total then, Marcus. That's 4 competitors.
3 Butch Queens and 1 female figure. That's what I said. Grand prize for the Butch Queens was Tom Balenciaga. Grand prize for the cash was Tom Balenciaga.
Go ahead, Laura. You sound like you're itching.
Who? That was a female figure with that plate on her head.
With the silver accessories
yeah.
for the mask piece. Yeah, that was a female figure. They said she was a Herrera.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Marcus.
Huh?
Who was judging that category?
Starting from the left, Mother Ayanna Balenciaga. Aja Herrera, Kentrell Mizrahi, Alyssa Garcon, who was next to Alyssa? David Bagari, Jasmine Foray, and it was one more. Can y'all name a house that might would have been there? It was a Chicago person. I mean, Kevin was the only one from my town.
Let me say, Blahnik, Chanel, Khan, Prodigy, Escada.
Oh, Amari Khan. That's it. Amari.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Jay.
Marcus, are you saying
all the tricky girls that you couldn't think of Amari Chow?
Are you
no,
sure, Mark?
I was thinking about them in the order in which they were sitting.
Yeah.
And it might have... Yeah, it was Amari. It was definitely Amari. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I just left Whiskey Bar, so y'all mind me if I go
so,
laugh a little bit.
So there were no stage fights this year?
There were not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No stage fights, but I heard there was about to be an altercation or something with one of the judges. Because he felt like his house member got shaded and stuff like that, so he wants to kind of tear up the venue or do something. We'll get to that, I guess, when that category comes up.
Right, we'll get to that.
Alexa, that's your background?
Oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I know it is.
The next category was Female Figure Runway, Grand Prize Ninja. Yeah.
Go ahead.
After that was Pretty Well Realness. Congratulations to the Herreras. After that was Hello? Can y'all go ahead and hang up on that person, whoever that is?
No, it's okay now. I think so it wasn't just the one Herrera one, it was more Herreras, more.
I think it was Grand Prize Herrera, it was two of them.
Yeah, it looked like that boy was cute.
Definitely Ricky Herrera, he was definitely.
Well, we got to talk about Ricky from California either.
No, that Ricky from Chanel.
Well, whatever she is, Chanel.
And his category was Grand Prize Footnight Wear for $1,000. It was invitation only. One person from the list showed up. Ante. That's not what he goes.
Asylum
icon. And he won $1,000. Congratulations.
Congratulations for the $1,000 Club Asylum Icon.
Did she get all that $1,000?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, and Jack recorded it.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can. What's going on, me?
Yeah. Hold on, Robbie, is he an icon?
No, that's how he's in now. He's an icon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's try to say she's an icon.
Special category. It was open to all performance before 2006. You had to come out before 2006 or 2006 and prior. Grand prize Angel Herrera. Excuse me, Angel Prodigy.
You tried it, Marcus?
No.
Okay.
I'll let you slip that one in. Go ahead, girl.
I don't know any T. It just slipped out. So,
go ahead, Grand Prize Angel Prodigy.
Right, bitch. Okay. She's been in a million houses.
So who was the other contestants?
Stop, Laura. Stop. Who were the other contestants
tonight?
Who were the other contestants that walked before 2006 that were on the floor?
Some of them I did not know. That they was out before 2006, and being a very frequent visitor of Chicago, I guess they was, I don't know where they was voguing at, but okay. But Lala Scotta was on the floor, Courtney Mizrahi was on the floor, Jahari Mizrahi was on the floor, Secret, Blahnik was on the floor, The Return of Secret, it was the Sim Queen. I remember her face. She was a real pretty girl. She was a Sim Queen. She was voguing too, but I don't remember her name.
Was Secret in drag or not in drag?
It was very androgynous.
But she was in. That's how drag is, Brittany.
Is Marco going to call in and talk about her ball? It's just going to be you guys.
No, I wish Marco would call in. I know Ellie but I wish Marco would call in tonight and give us, you know, a congratulatory speech.
Going to call in Mr. Marco.
Yeah, I wish he would.
Whoever background that is fierce. Now, y'all, we
that's not mine.
Alexis, go on mute till you get ready to speak, Niecy.
Hell, I did. That's why I'm speaking again.
I find it a shame that people got to say congratulations to Marco for having a function that made it all the way through, having giving out her coins and all this stuff. That's a damn shame. That's one ball out of 100.
No, but Lord, you have sometimes you have to, because people have depicted Marco as being, trying to be sneaky, trying to be underhanded, trying to take the girl's money and stuff like that. So she knows she wanted to make sure that, you know, the last few functions that she have had, she did her best. There's free tables, free admission, free all this stuff to let the people know that it wasn't a scam, that she, you know, stuff that happens just happened naturally and legitimately, not as a scam or anything like that. So I understand what she's going through. I understand that.
But having had a ball with her last year, every little thing that could happen, I've never heard it happen. The venue owner talking about, oh, no, I want more money.
That's the hardest thing. Because the girls have set each other up so long, they have really fucked up a lot.
When you've been throwing balls for 6-7 years and you've been wearing the girls out for their coins every ball, you should have some money saved up for 1 year where you can successfully throw an event.
Well, can I ask you a question? We said we're gonna be pure and honest tonight. We blame Marco, but can you name anybody in Chicago?
Every time they
had a ball, it was success. It was 100% completed and successful.
I didn't blame Marco.
But it seems as though that's what a lot of people do.
If we go back, it's other people who they may not have as many balls, but their track record isn't as successful either. There are a few
that do what
they're supposed to do. But
I've always said from day one that it's a Chicago thing. That's why.
I don't think
it's just Chicago anymore. I think it's just a can't take.
Especially had a successful ball this weekend.
They actually had two successful balls. Can we focus on the positive and move on? At least finish the winner.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about it. I mean, Lord, we're not gonna talk about that rent ball you threw in '99.
April. Alexa.
Hi.
Michi. We're in the middle of something right now.
Michi, we already have people alive in California that's ready to chime in too, bitch.
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
Grandpa Schoolboy winner was an Ebony from I think he's from Virginia.
Well, what category was this?
Schoolboy Rodeo.
Okay, hold one moment. I'll get that information for you.
Then Grand Prize Executive Realness went to James Lavin of Indianapolis. Thug Realness went to Mario and Michi Balenciaga, Father Mario and Michi. Fem Queen Realness, Big Girls Realness, went to Keisha Ebony. Hey, Keisha. Drag Realness went to Herrera. She is definitely, you definitely need to be a DL for $1,000. You are real. She is definitely a contender.
Who?
She's a Herrera, but she was sick, man. And I don't remember who won Fem Queen Realness, but Sha battled and lost to whoever it was.
Shout out, we saw the picture of your dress. You was looking at the ball. Saw you in your Star Spangled Banner attire. All right.
Cool. Wait, you said she was looking. She was looking what?
No, just looking.
Runners with a Twist went to Puta Herrera. I like how that category went with the whole flipping of the quarter and heads was realness, tails was a twist, and before every battle, they threw it up and decided which one they were going to do.
Hold on. Y'all ain't going to just ignore that comment line you just made. Father Cocktail, get back on this line.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere tonight.
I was punching in. Hold on. What you said? She was what?
She was looking. She has a little sparkly dress with the red flag on the end and around the collar, you know, like the Christmas tree train thing around it, and she has a little foxtail. She was doing her thing.
Okay. Oh, she was looking like a looker. Oh,
that pretty, yeah, that.
Female figure performance went to Paris, Miss Rahi of Detroit. Congratulations, Paris. It was nice to see you voguing again.
Were the two trophies won cash or just battle?
For female figure performance?
Uh-huh.
I think it was just one trophy.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay.
Regular Vogue Femme went to Nyla and Adarshe.
Wait, hold on, Marcus. Before we move on to the other categories, we discuss what happens in that category that you call the winner out, right? Correct?
Which one?
Like, when you name, we talk about the category, then we discuss stuff that happens during the category, correct?
Okay, so...
Well, I was just going to recap the winners and then give my opinion at the end.
Okay.
Do you have questions?
I heard about the female. No, we ain't talking about the category yet. We on female figure performance. Okay. With female figure performance, I heard it was a disgruntled contestant that felt like she was shaded because Paris won over her. Mother Alana felt some kind of way, and with her feeling some kind of way, the father, Derek, attempted to, get disgruntled as well and get ready to fight the judges or fight the host or fight a judge on the panel. Could you tell us about that, Marcus? I heard about that.
Well, okay. After the count was done, Paris had won, and Derek came to walk the mother off the, off the floor. Derek kind of was looking back at, I thought it was me and Lavelle, bitch, think y'all tried it, per se. But I just went on with the night, I voted how I felt, what was fair.
Was it a close count? Was it a close count with the score? You know how y'all was bringing
not,
the
not really, not really.
For
no,
the,
I don't think
the,
it was.
For the shade or whatever?
No, it wasn't that close,
No, okay.
It was seven judges up there, so, So I guess Lavelle and him made eye contact, and so Derek made a comment like, "Don't do that, brother. Don't do that." And I'm like, "Child, what are you talking about?" And then Lavelle was like, "You looking at me all kind of crazy?" And he was like, "Don't do that, brother." And kind of started hitting his hands together. And I'm like, "Okay, well, what just happened? Like, this just went from 0 to 10 in 2 seconds." So then it was like, Lavelle jumped up and was like, "Oh, bitch, you're not going to do anything to me," blah, blah. And it just reminded me so much of last year because you're not going to win everything. You know what I mean? It rubbed me the wrong way because this happened to be the same person that somewhat interrupted our ball last year, same weekend and everything. And it was like, okay, well, Alana is definitely a contender. She walks, she's traveled, she's won. Why is it an issue if she lost? And so,
right.
I mean, it rubbed me the wrong way, but he really wasn't speaking to me.
Okay, gotcha, understand. So, Derek, you want to call in and give us your what were you frustrated about and why did you want to attack the judges for not voting or whatever the incident to clear that up? Because I'm hearing it happened this year, it happened last year. I know you really not a fighter. So what's all the aggression and stuff that's going on that you feel like you have to present to the ballroom scene in Chicago?
Well, I was told, Marcus, could you answer this question real quick? Is it true that when Alana came out to get her 10s, that a certain judge was trying to chop her, but then Jack was going to make her get up, was going to make the judge get up, but then, like, the judge kind of paid it or whatever, but then Paris came out and she failed and slipped and everything, but they was going up for her? So it's kind of like they was going
okay,
up
well,
for Paris.
Okay, well, what happened was, during Sex Siren, Catboy Sex Siren was for a trip to Vegas. So, congratulations to Lucky Balenciaga on winning that. But also, congratulations to that Ebony that wants regular Sex Siren. You are definitely. If that's somebody's boyfriend, I'm going to apologize now. But, baby, he is everything.
What, Ebony?
I don't know his name, but whoever that is. Cause
oh, Michi Cannon.
So, Michi, did you get the one up the blue boy?
Oh, fuck up, or is that Laura? Which one of you have?
So what happened was a particular cat boy came out, and it's no shade. He didn't have a towel or nothing. He was, drenched in baby oil and laid on the floor and threw his legs up like a female stripper and shaked it like a, what's the song say, a red nose?
Shook it like a red nose.
Yeah, he definitely shook it like a red nose. It was very that. It was definitely very female striptease. So there was definitely poodles of oil on the floor. that was apparent. You know, it was definitely apparent. You could see the pools of shit on the floor. So what ends up happening was, right, when I saw Paris slip, I mean, she just kind of slipped, but she didn't fall to the ground. She kind of recovered. I personally didn't take up, you know, take it in the event because I just knew what just happened on the floor. For Alana, three of us on the left-hand side, the way the panel was positioned, we really couldn't see her until she got closer to the front. But, you know, she was given 10s on the, you know, because, you know, she... Because of who she is, you know. We couldn't see it, so you can't penalize her for it because the crowd was in the way.
That explains her post when she said the judges panel sitting in the left, in the middle and something, 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 and y'all claim y'all can't see. Is that what I mean?
But, okay, but this is my question because me and Alana spoke. We didn't penalize you for your 10s. Your 10s is not what wins the category unless you really just did something devastating, you know, and you just shut everybody down. Your battle between you and Paris, the four of the seven judges thought that Paris won. And Paris is a very talented person, has won, you know, she's won $1,000 or $2,000 before. Why couldn't she win? What makes it, you know, unbelievable that she won?
Right. So she thought y'all didn't vote for her because y'all couldn't see her 10 or y'all wanted to chop her.
Well, I didn't want to chop her. I mean...
It was a certain specific judge that would not judge her for shit.
Well,
and Jack was going to make that child get up.
Well, what's the name?
Marcus, I don't know who the judge was. You say the name. I'm not.
Who were the three on the left-hand side, Marcus? Yourself,
me,
and
Lavelle, and Little James.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
So well, I gave her 10. And I don't think, I don't remember Lavelle and them. She got 10.
She
right.
had tears, but they wanted to chop her. But Jack, after Jack said that speech, that's when
he didn't do no. It wasn't anything like. I don't remember that. That's not to my recollection.
Oh, Marcus. Okay.
No, I don't. Hold on. No. I do not remember that. And I did. There was no liquor in the building all night.
I'm just saying.
I was not drunk.
Jack gave a speech and said a lot of. He said if you don't want to judge her, is it tens or not? Is it tens or not? And the judge, and he kept looking at that.
Because
judge,
that means
that
he
right
didn't score.
To,
he wanted to know what she wanted
judge,
to do.
Yeah, well, the judge still didn't want to score. Jack said, well, get the fuck up if you don't want to score. And then finally he gave it his 10. So.
Well, that means he probably was leaning towards a child, but he decided to pay it.
Oh, girl, if y'all going to sugarcoat shit, now we can move on to the next subject.
Well, we already addressed it. You know, LaVell,
y'all
Derek and LaVell already looked at each
you.
Other.
Are y'all scared or not?
LaVell, he said
it was nothing.
LaVell.
I mean,
oh,
we already addressed
okay.
that.
You.
I thought, you know, maybe
we
that's where the teacher came from. Right.
Oh, but that's what Derek frustration came, I guess, maybe from the bell, right? Not
I wasn't
to
paying
score.
Attention to all of that. I didn't have no dog in that fight, so I wasn't paying attention to that. You know, I
girl, you don't have a dog in a lot of fights, but you never mind. Anyway,
I really did have. Hold on, the way those let me be honest, the way those girls played with us this weekend.
Who's us?
The Escadas.
Oh, you mean your house? Okay.
I just kind of
gave. Are you still there?
Excuse
yeah,
me?
He's still in California. I mean, Chicago, yeah.
No.
Oh, you
yeah,
mean he's still? Oh, I got you. Well, yeah, he's not still in
Escada. I will say this. Alexis.
Yes,
Escada week. Escada retreat week in Charlotte, North Carolina, December 5th through the 8th. It's going to be pandemonium.
They don't party like I like to party, so I think I'll miss that event.
You don't know that.
Alexis, they might actually party harder than you, honey.
So, how did y'all feel about Tone Aga's outfit? Let's be honest here. Like, let's just come on.
Hey!
Come on, I can't take this no more.
Can we just talk about how? And I'm gonna say this: how when judges really they admit to voting for their girlfriends, but. When you, I guess, counter-respond that, they get mad that you're not fair to them.
They depend on that you're not girlfriendy fair. That's what you mean to say.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, no. Well, I'll give you an example. I'm going to say it because I love you down. Alyssa Garcon, you had a problem with how I judged the Garcons, which I felt like I've always been fair to them, having been a former member. But you served my house all night. And what you said to me was, Tone is my girlfriend. I wasn't voting over her. Well, girl, whoever won that night against your house, I guess I voted for my girlfriend. I didn't know them, but that's what happened. You know, because I felt like, it's no shade, I do not mind my house losing, but, bitch, it's sometimes, bitch, 506070, no, ma'am. That just don't make sense to me. That's a girlfriend thing. When you saw the battle was closed, there's no way, and I love Tone down, there's no way Tone should have beat anybody 5-0 for that particular category.
How did he get his
if
treatment?
He won,
that's
I'll
what
go
I
with it. Because you might have four girlfriends on the panel. There's no way you had 5, 6, 7 girlfriends. Unless it was, you know, unless your girlfriend, well, it was.
Wait, Marcus, was you judging this category?
No.
Okay, I was about to ask you, why didn't you chop?
He would have got 10 if Marcus would have been judging as well.
Well, because you know what? Toad's suit did not, in that light, it did not look, you know, like that. It was not that bad. Even like the girl who had the face mask on, she was not that bad. I guess when you're looking at a picture, they, you know, everybody saw the discrepancy in everybody's effect, but that's hindsight. Everybody, you could find a chop in everybody. Look.
Right.
But I don't think the judges, who, because some of them were fashion people, but I don't think they were looking necessarily at the tailoring. Because some people just don't know how to dress to pick fashion winners. They may look at the style, but...
Marcus, are we saying a suit makes you best dressed just because you have a suit on? I'm just asking.
To a non-fashion person, it might be. They may, cause, I mean, what makes somebody best dressed? I've seen some ugly people, some ugly stuff come out for best dressed, and they still get 10. But it depends on the tailoring, the fitting, you know, how the person looks in it, you know. A lot of that matters.
So this is my question. If you was judging, would you have chopped Tone?
No, I would not have.
Mm.
Why wouldn't you have chopped him if you don't think he should have won?
Because you being chopped doesn't mean you should have to be, you have to be 10. And for that type of ball.
So you say you would have gave him a 10 because
I would have
given
him a 10, and I would have thought that he wouldn't have won.
Oh, no, wait. You would have gave him a 10 because you saw the outfit, the category, or you would have gave him a 10 because that was your girlfriend?
Okay. No, I would have gave her 10 because I think for best dress for $100 in Chicago.
Why does it have to be a certain dollar amount for you to decide?
Because, I mean, Meech, you bought some stuff that was tight in Houston. When you won Best Dress in Houston, you won Thug Life Ball, you were New York City Big Ball Best Dress.
When I came to the ball, hold on, bitch. Don't motherfucker try it, okay? Because I bought what the category called for. It was best dressed, and I was tailored, and I bought what the category asked for. Christmas dinner at the White House. So I'm not going to come in a bunch of fucking colors, knowing damn well when you come to the White House as a male, it's very chic and black, bow ties and things.
Come on, your opinion.
Marcus is giving his opinion on the category.
Rodney,
you can't come to the table something he just let you know that how he figures. That's how he gave Tone his
you
10.
Do, right.
That's
you
how he gave
based on this.
No. Because Marcus is trying to motherfucker sit up. Marcus is really no shade. He probably just said it was only for $100, so I would have gave him his 10.
Well, hold on. I was not on the panel. Let me just make that clear.
But Alexis
secondly,
asked you if you were on the panel with
Bill Gates,
and you said yes, it was only
$400. I am not going to expect the same look out of somebody for $100 or $50 versus a big best dress at a big, you know, big ball with $1,000 or $500. Some people just dress fashion for it all the time and just have a style about them, and they're always done, and that's okay.
Please.
But you just are not going to expect, you know, you really think a fashion girl is going to walk $100 best dress? A real fashion girl.
Marcus, if I was your house, I would read you. If you was sitting and tell me that you would be my parents, you would not chop that shit, and then let Tone win over me too.
But y'all also have to realize sometimes you have to, especially if it's the first category that night, why would you go ahead and just
when you just look at it, oh, well, child, I don't think he's going to win anyway. So, like, why would you waste a chop?
Your young gag when she won, though.
Okay, so when Tone got his 10s, you're sitting there, you're paying attention because I know you are. When Tone gets his 10s, you just pretty much say, okay, he ain't gonna win no way.
Well, no, I didn't expect Tone not to get 10s because, again, at the ball, I did not think Tone looked. I did not notice the tailoring on the show. I just did not. But I also was realizing this is Best Dress for $100. It was not. I didn't expect him to come out like they came out of the People's Choice or the Balenciaga Ball.
Okay. Well, okay.
Call 347-891, you're live. 347-891.
You are reading, Marcus. Very much reading.
Caller 202-450, you're live. 202-450.
It was Best Dress for 100. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, this is Bishop.
Hi, Bishop.
What's going on, guys? What's up? Chilling in D.C., man. Enjoying my drink. Just wanted to send a shout-out to...
Go ahead, Bishop. That was his shout-out, I guess.
Oh, that was his son giving a shout out.
That was real awkward.
Well, thank you, Bishop.
Thank you.
Thank God.
We'll put you back on hold, Bishop. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Marcus. What were you saying? Or that was Alexis talking.
I mean, 347-891, you're live. Oh, that's Alexis. Sorry, girl. Jason, that's Alexis. I mean, even as I look at the picture, I mean, y'all can, of course, if you can look at somebody, but in the first 5 seconds of judging somebody, you have to find something majorly wrong. And people just, you know, Tone's not a short person. You might have never noticed his pants leg. You might have looked, you know, just like we don't notice when people don't have socks on. That's just that's something meticulous you're looking for. You know what I mean? Now, remember the first time I remember seeing somebody notice that was for the $5,000 when that boy in Atlanta walked and he had on no socks. And I was like, well, bitch, it's for $5,000. He had on no socks. Well, you know, but who really looks at that? I'm pretty sure other people have slid through and not had socks on.
Well, I can say this much, I'm going to be honest. After looking at the pictures, I really thought that Scottish Child should may have been the only one that got 10s. I think the rest should have got chopped.
You know, everybody has their opinion. I mean,
being honest, I just think the rest should have got chopped. I think the Scottish Child should have got chopped too, but I mean, if I had to pick one out of the four, that Scottish Child looked a little bit better than the other three. The other three looked fierce.
But are y'all holding this to a standard, like a big, big, big ball? Because, I mean, it was – Rex of Riches is a legendary ball.
It's a major ball.
But Best Dress is not really a big category there. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the problem with ballroom, Marcus. Best Dress is Best Dress. When the category
but y'all know where bitches go. Y'all know bitches go to city to go get an easy win, bitch.
What I'm saying is that it should not matter, especially with Best Dress, it should not matter if your category is for $1,000, $500, or $100, or just a trophy. Best Dress is Best Dress. That means you need to look like, you know, your Best Dress, the fab-looking bitch up at the building.
I do agree with that as far as
well,
it's $100.
A lot of bitches will be getting chopped. Because the girls don't wear, the girls come done when they go to New York and D.C. and a big ball in Atlanta. Bitch, the girls pull out old shit. Did you see? But you know what? I'm not going to. You know what?
You get, like, people like Aaliyah Garcon from New York City where they always give her 10s and she's of the year, and I don't see her for Best Dress at all. I don't think coming in with pageant gowns is not – that's not Best Dress. Pageant gowns, are you serious? Miss Thing, lead that to the pageants, Miss Thing. It's ballroom.
While we on that, Open to Our Runway went to Tracy Prodigy. the red carpet look went to – Tiffany Kahn, Mother Tiffany Kahn. There was a lot of discrepancy in that category.
with the other contestants or her as well?
Well, with everybody. LaVell felt like, Tiffany, she had on it was a beautiful white gown. It was like, you know, it was kind of, it was beautiful. But she had on like a, I don't know what kind of hat it was, but it was more like a, I'm not going to say a sailor's hat, but it was just a weird hat that you probably wouldn't have seen on a runway, on a red carpet. But LaVell kind of said that later. TJ came out in a red floor-length gown. Excuse me, Olivia Pope. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Olivia
TJ.
TJ came out. And then Victoria LePage Herrera came out, and she came on with the pageant gown.
Right. Yeah. Like, we always have this discussion about red carpet looks, but when you had Pharrell to come out in that Vivian Westwood Marine hat, that's on the red carpet too. So who's the standard for the red carpet now?
Well, would you have, it didn't say, but would you have seen, have you ever really seen a woman on the red carpet with a hat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's her name? Lady Gaga, Madonna, those are international stars.
But it
superstars.
Wasn't given that look. It was more of a high fashion look.
Red carpet is red carpet. You can't tell nobody what to wear on the red carpet.
Well,
yeah, I guess the generalization of dressed up and looking nice, because I could, like I said, if I come on the red carpet, I'm looking at P. Diddy, Sean Combs, Rick Ross.
And had she had on something like that, I think he probably would have been okay with it. Had it been like a punk rock look with a hat on, but it was a very tailored,
classy type,
right, with a hat,
red
right.
carpet. I understand. I was just being devil's advocate.
The hat didn't match the outfit, but nonetheless, she took the hat off, and she won. Tiffany won. You know, and LaVell said, even in, you know, the thing, he said, you know, people don't really wear bedazzled, you know, pageant gowns to the red carpet. I don't know what red carpet they were talking about, because if you were to go to RuPaul's Drag Race season premiere, they have a red carpet there, and they wear stuff like that. It wasn't really clear. So to me, it was more of you judging the form, the fit. To me, it was more of like a fashion category, per se, and what appealed to you. So, you know.
So it sounded like LaVell was the only one chopping this ball.
No, he wasn't. Oldway, did we go with everything else? Oldway was one of the last categories of the night. And two people came out. Opie Foray came out, he was chopped.
Again?
He doesn't get chopped for Oldway.
He doesn't really get chopped
for Oldway. Don't say again.
Yes,
he does not get
chopped
for Oldway.
Well, he just got chopped last week.
No, he didn't get chopped.
Yes, he did get
chopped
last
week. His lover got chopped.
His lover got chopped.
He was giving that false tea.
He was judging last week. He didn't get chopped last week.
Oh, that was a
Lord, you and your false tea girl.
Well, I know one of them got chopped. They both look fierce, but one of them got chopped.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, Laura.
Well, even better,
oh,
the
you said
for
us, Rodney.
Say it again.
Wasn't it a big discrepancy about him being chopped or something?
Girl. Yeah, because what happened last week was, oh, you mean about tonight, last night? I mean about Opie being chopped.
I think I read something about him. He was upset because he was chopped by somebody or something.
Right.
Which one?
Well, I think
last
he got
week?
Over it. I've spoken to him. I think, you know, allegedly it was a retaliation chop. But then Opie came around and said, you know, he didn't feel as though he did his best, and he understands that Little James got him, and, you know, it was what it was.
Oh, Little James chopped him?
Yeah.
Yes. The second person was Kenny Hop, Elon, and I'm gonna give y'all what happened, and then y'all can tell me how I should proceed with the situation. We didn't have the event page category. We only had the order category that had the description of what the category was calling for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the category said Old Way in pajamas.
Okay.
So Kenny Elon came out after Opie, and he had on a wife beater and a pair of pajama pants. but no top. And before he could Vogue, I looked at Jack and said, those are not pajamas. You know, and Jack looked at the category and said, yeah, Kenny, you don't have on pajamas. It's a chop.
Okay. Well, it's a discrepancy.
However, a day later, I found out on the event page that the category, the actual category read pajama party, but the description said bring it in sleepwear, which is different.
Well, that's not your fault. That's not your fault.
Yeah.
You was reading what was in front of you.
They said he's a Midwest pioneer icon anyway, so he should have brought in all pajamas, period, and just take it. He should have brought it anywhere.
But if you read the flyer, if you're reading the flyer online, you know, and it says sleepwear is different than pajamas. But some people
sleep in their own. He should have brought that flyer that was online when he walked. Oh, well.
Nobody had a phone to pull it up?
Okay.
I mean, he never said anything. He never addressed it. He got on Facebook and kind of made a big deal about it. And so I kind of
What I would have done, because, you know, when I get there, like all parents do, when you read the flyer, or you have the flyer and you understand what it's calling for, you get to the ball. If you see anything that differentiates from what you see there and what you have brought, if my category is not to the end of the ball, that means I'm already have pulled up the information that is needed to present to the judges because I'm walking. And everybody knows when I'm walking, I have everything that I need to show. No, this says this, but you have this on here. So what are we going by? It says across the board, and I move it to the side.
Well, right. Okay. And that would have been what it was. I don't want – it kind of came off like,
That's what a real legend would do anyway, Rodney. Go ahead.
I don't think
it's fair, you know, for y'all, you know, to do that because it is unfortunate, but I guess there was another, you know.
What's your name?
Kenny is very vocal, so I would figure Kenny would have done that as well.
Well, Mark,
he's very vocal.
Mark, if you chopped her.
It wasn't a chop like I threw my hand up. I do understand my place in ballroom. I would never disrespect an icon and just throw up and be like, oh, it's a chop. You know, like, it's just a bad. But out of respect, I do think that if I felt like an icon was wrong or a legend was wrong, I would try to let the commentator know so they can kind of go get them, so they can choose just not to walk. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times icons and legends walk, and we just pay what the category says and get them tens anyway.
Well, you wasn't saying that when Andre walked best dressed, that well, I'll never could not tell.
Laura.
Well, y'all did hear the disclaimer at the beginning of the show. God damn it.
Yeah, because you. What happens is, this is what happens. Marcus goes to a function. He doesn't like what's going on. He don't say nothing at the ball. But then he comes and he blows our ears off like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And we're like, well, girl, you was at the ball. Why you didn't say anything? Well, Kelly doesn't
because
say anything.
Because sometimes it's not your place.
You know what?
Well, you was on a dog.
Marcus is saying if you don't have a dog in the fight, he's not coming.
Rodney. How many times?
Yeah.
I have a ball coming up. And also, you have to understand, I will generally speak up for the underdog. Like, if I feel as though they're shading a new house or a smaller house, I will
just
speak
fuck
up. Because,
Marcus, I'm just fucking too. Calm down.
Well, I don't like you fucking around like that.
Marcus, what was that beat that all the girls were talking about when Lala was battling in the three-way battle and it was a tie vote and so they had to bring it back again and so one judge had to break the tie at the end and they said it kept being on the sidelines staring at that judge talking about don't try it, bitch.
Ooh. No, what I said was actually was not that battle. That was not the battle. It was Angel versus Lala, and the vote was 5-0. And I looked at Kelvin and I said, well, girl, you might as well just keep counting. I said, because girl, it looked like they weren't even paying attention to Lala, and they was gonna vote for Angel anyway. So when I said that, Kelvin thought I was asking them to recount the vote. I was asking to recount the vote because it was 5-0.
Marcus, I'm talking about that three-way battle where you said that last judge, which was a pinpoint at the end, and you tell her don't fucking try it, you say.
Oh.
Where was you at?
Yeah, because we didn't get none of this, Marcus. We didn't get this.
Well, because really said it. Hold on. It's no shade. I really said it amongst myself. It was only like one or two people saying it right there.
All right. It was one motherfucking Laura.
Yes,
I'm going to you, Laura Spears.
Laura has a strong informant. So what battle was that, Marcus, that you said that?
It was the secret child, Herrera child. It was Herrera child. And Mark,
This is what happened.
And Alyssa had voted over Miss Lala.
Lala.
Yeah, and then Marcus
was over
there. Marcus was over there reading down on the sidelines, and then he gets that last judge on the end.
Well, this is my problem.
Like,
this is my problem.
Not
how do you let bitches? Hold on, this is my problem. No, this is the problem, Laura. How do you let everybody else battle two or three times, and then Miss Secret was on the side? She's like, oh, I was right here. No, you was not right there where they told you to sit, because Jack read. Jack was like category closed, so you can't walk. But for whatever purpose, they let her walk. She should have had the battle two times to me. But what they did was they made her do a three-way battle to me, which was not fair, to the other people who had battled twice. And so that happened to be my house member. She won anyway. Because, you know, Lala had just battled, so she might have been a little out of breath. She ain't no small, real small girl. And this girl, she'd been watching the category for 5 minutes. Reminder, that would not be happening in the D-Up, and that would not be happening in the Pandemonium. If you move, you will be out. There's no water, no soda break, no bathroom break. You move, you're out. We're not playing those trickery games this weekend, next weekend. Because that's a form of trying to stay in the back. You will battle in the water when you come out. So if you want to battle last, you better get in the line last. And you better make it by the count of one. I'm on to you, girl.
Marcus, let me be honest with you. I'm going to keep it very funky with you right now. It's no shade, but a lot of us should have got chopped for that category.
Well, then if she should have been chopped, a lot of other people should have been chopped.
Yeah, a lot of
people
got chopped for that category. Because the category is
Laura, if that's
before.
Your opinion, Laura, I don't have a problem with what people
do. I'm telling you the truth.
You have an incoming call.
Get the call, y'all.
50818, you're live.
Area code 250.
Call it again and then cut them off.
250818 going what?
I'm going to call it
twice. We'll see you at D up on the 19th. Or not.
Or the reinvention board. Oh, I forget. Never mind.
Or you want your check, Doc?
Yeah.
What was you going to say, Laura?
I can't say it. Yo, they going to mute me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and
shout out to Becky 007. Shout out, I see your message. We look forward to the fall lineup returning as well. Shout out to
That's
Becky
Ebony.
007
That's Ebony.
What happened?
Shout out to Becky 007.
Mijo.
Who is Becky 007?
Mijo.
Becky who calls in the show.
Oh. Oh, Becky up there?
Yeah, we heard she was recently released of her duties.
Mijo, ex-Ebony.
Oh, no. Poor thing.
Got it.
Well, work back in. That's a lot to you, boy.
So what other questions did y'all have about the ball so we can move on to L.A.?
We can move on.
So, Marcus, all the Escadas that lost was losing whatever to Zip? Is that what was getting? Like it was
yeah,
shaking?
That's kind of what got me. And then, I mean, okay, I will say this to Marco. When you have a house, I don't really know how the panel was decided. I generally like to go by representation.
I'm questioning that panel decision, too, but go ahead.
But when you have a house like, I'm not even going to say a Scott, because there wasn't a lot of us there, but it was definitely a whole lot of Ebony's. So how
exactly.
Do they not have a judge up there until the third segment? And
mm-hmm. until they kind of said something. And they've been walking all night. And, I mean, they still did well, but, you know, it's just not – when you see – I'm giving an example. The Ebony's had legends and mothers and fathers and reputable people who sit on the panel.
The judges in the building to judge her
right.
fucking bull. And we care.
You know,
I
can say this. If you want an all-legendary panel, because sometimes I've done that, and my house doesn't have a legend that, well, we actually did have a legend there, but if we don't, but if you know, if we don't have a legend, I can understand that, but it seems as though it just kind of catered to other people, and because other people that were not legends, you know, it's almost like, well, what happened? And you know we're known for certain categories. You kind of knew we were going to walk best dressed. You kind of, you know, we were going to walk performance, you know, the early time.
So why wasn't Maine on the panel?
Well, he wasn't there.
Well, but what was his reasoning for not coming? And, well, never mind.
He chose not to come. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. But we had a legend there. And, I mean, that's the promoter's choice. I certainly respect that. But I felt like even the Prodigies, they didn't have a judge up there until the third segment. But some people had represented. And I understand some people are going to put their house up there all night. I respect that. That's your ball. That's the right thing you have to do. But it's almost like, you know, what was it? And, I mean, I do applaud Marco because she thought the first panel was so fierce, she pulled them up. So I do applaud her for doing that.
And still
they got regular.
Well, Marcus, what I get, though, was that Marco didn't want to put certain girls on that panel because they chopped too much, like DeMario and a few other girls. But I actually...
If it's a chop, it's a chop. You came to do a ball to be judged.
I understand what was told to me.
Why does it matter because somebody chopped?
Marco didn't want to put a lot of certain girls on her judge panel because...
And that's why sometimes you get the winners that you get.
Exactly. That's why the ball turns... Well,
exactly.
You know, we have to. I think overall, I think it's, you know, it's okay. I just, you know, it's the catch 22. You know, it's the catch 22. And so when you have, I mean, I do applaud what Marco was doing. He also reduced the number of judges because those seven judges were taking a long time. I mean, you know. I don't know. I try to be as equitable as possible, especially, you know, if a house has a lot of people there, it's not fair, and, you know, they'll keep losing by one if they just had representation on the panel, especially if they're battling somebody who house has representation up there. If I see it's going to be a Balenciaga versus Ebony Knight, you know, why would I kind of, and I see they're just the majority of the ball, how could I just keep them off the panel with no, and put one, kind of giving one more of an unfair advantage? Because we all know some houses just are not going to vote over their own house members, or it's very rare.
I used to look at it that way sometimes. Sometimes I do it based in certain cities because you know that's how it's going to go. But like last week in Cleveland, we didn't have any judges. We didn't have a judge all night for Prodigy, and we still won four categories. And DeMario didn't get up there to the end of the ball last night, and we still won. I don't know who did he vote for, whatever, but Angel won.
Y'all had enough girlfriends up there.
Tracy won. You know, they still did their thing without having a judge up there. So, I don't know. I mean, it was...
Well, who was the girlfriend, Marcus?
The girlfriend.
Mm. Who?
Moving on.
Oh.
Mm. They may come to my ball. I don't know.
So have you and Alyssa spoke since the ball, Marcus, in reference
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I kiki with her. I said, because she was like, oh, girl, you tried my house. I said, no, girl, you really played with mine. And she was like, you know, and I told her how I felt about Miss Dress. And she was like, oh, Tone's my girlfriend. I was like, well, and she's like, well, why did you vote over my kids? I said, well, whoever your kids was walking against, I guess those are my girlfriends. And I walked off.
It's so shady.
I got a question for y'all. How do y'all feel about certain people being mothers? How do y'all feel about certain people being mothers?
Oh, no,
mothers
I was working late night.
When they don't fit the actual house criteria.
Yeah. I'll be back on the regular shift tomorrow. I mean, next week.
Who is that?
Alexis.
I'm sorry. I thought I had y'all on mute the whole time.
Yeah.
What I was asking was, how do y'all feel about parents, like, well, houses that make these certain ladies mothers of the house, but the mothers don't actually fit that criteria of that house? If you know where I'm going with this.
We got to talk about LA, girl.
You can't justify or criticize anyone who makes someone a leader or a position holder in their own establishment. I learned it a long time ago.
When the Chanel's made you overseer, we didn't say nothing, Laura.
Speaking of Herrera, speaking of mothers, congratulations to, I don't want to call her by her face or name. I called her, is it Sedina? How do you pronounce her name? I call
Shadina.
Her mama.
Shadina Lavin.
Who's that? Okay, now go back. No, hold on. Marcus, go back.
Mm-hmm.
Back up, Marcus.
Yes.
What you saying now?
About
somebody being Chanel over there?
Yeah, she Laura was a Chanel. That's clue number one. We will be outing Laura by Labor Day weekend. We want y'all to listen every Monday. I'm going to give a clue every Monday. And Labor Day weekend, we're going to out her on the show.
Oh, damn, Laura.
Girl, I'm not bothered, bitch. I'll shoot a bitch dead between her motherfucking eyeballs. I'm not scared of this thing. Child, please,
well,
if the girls really,
not scared.
And if the girls really know who I am, they know how I get down, so I ain't bothered. Chris Glover, in due time will I expose. I'm not exposing Laura because she's my girlfriend, and I really don't know. We're paying detective clues as we go. Some, if you notice, some things I'll say, and if it's wrong, she'll say, Marcus, stop, to throw y'all off. But when I actually say something that's correct, she doesn't say anything.
But this is why I always say, if a girl thinks they really know who I am and they want to get me, just touch me, and we'll see what happens.
Well, you don't really do anything for somebody to try to attack you.
Oh, no, she has
no,
done this stuff.
Oh, yes, oh, girl. Yeah,
oh, besides J-Lo. Now, you did kind of serve her. That was disrespectful.
Serve who?
J-Lo. You got a girl put out her house and everything, girl. You really tried it.
Who is J-Lo?
Girl, you know who J-Lo is at the bar of the scene. You know who they call J-Lo.
No, I don't know no J-Lo at bar. I know a couple of J-Lo.
Selena.
Okay.
Mother Boston.
La Rubia is her name.
You have 20 minutes before we go into record mode. If you want to call in. All
right. So let's Lake Cali function. This Lake Cali Ebony function. Come on.
Miss Laura.
Callers from LA or the West Coast. If y'all want to call in, express one. I do want to say, no matter what, I was a witness of the money being counted before the ball started. So congratulations to Junior and Sonny on that. You walked in the door with your money. I was a witness to that. So congratulations.
How you was a witness in Chicago?
Excuse me? I was
how
on the phone with Michi. I was sent a video of the coin.
Oh.
I was watching it live as a cow.
Marcus, you ain't got to explain shit to that motherfucker, bitch. You knew motherfucking who was there.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Calm down. So, Misha, you commentated the ball for free.
Jesus.
I'm sorry?
You commentated a ball for free.
I sure didn't.
No, her fee is $125 and an 8-ball.
Holy bitch, you wish.
That's cheaper than Kelly.
And an 8-ball.
Girl,
Alexis was not in town, huh?
Girl,
Hold up, Michi. That's more than what you should really be getting paid. If it's $150, $125, that's $275. You should not be making more than $275.
Marcus, mind your motherfucking business. We're not here to talk about my motherfucking fees, honey. We're here to talk about the motherfucking ball in L.A., the Store Statement and Legends Ball, which was very successful, and the girls definitely came out in the motherfucking building to play.
Wait, what was the name of the
house
member
of the ball? So we go.
Hello. Before we move on to the Marcus, are you going to discuss the back and forth conversation that you and Kenny are having on Facebook as we speak? What's going on with that?
We're not having a back and forth conversation anymore.
Oh,
that was
yes,
yesterday. No, we're not. Y'all can go back to the page. I haven't responded since yesterday. I don't think we said anything else.
That was yesterday's conversation.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So y'all spoke since then, since the Facebook ended.
No. He said what he said on Facebook, and I said, I do apologize, but this is what I had in front of me. I mean, I don't dislike Kenny, so.
Stop playing again, child, play it.
Lord, that's good. D-Revlon, you're back on the line. D-Revlon.
Yes. We're talking about we're gonna take it all the way to the West Coast. We have a DC correspondent from the
She can press wanna ask questions.
Can we get somebody besides Misha to talk about this law?
No, we got
to talk
about
the
fuck out, girl.
I'm tired of her mouth all
Marlin fucking is on the phone. Marlin is on the phone, girl.
Cool.
Hello, hold on. Are you live?
I'm here. What's up?
Okay, what's going on? What's tell us about the ball.
Well, the ball was cool. The only thing that I didn't like is the they didn't have the order of categories. And like while people's up there trying to get their tens, we trying to scoop some phones trying to get what they call it for, and we missing a lot of shit. So that's like a big thing for all promoters to have the order the categories and what they call it for prior to the ball starting.
Correct. Understandable.
Okay, can I talk now?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, we don't want to hear you.
Meet you.
Lord, Alexa, shut the fuck up.
Hold on 1 second. Meet you. He's going
to get it. I
feel the same way. When you go to the ball, if the judge, even though prior to the ball, a judge who's been asked to judge the ball should read a little bit of what's going on with the categories, not just you get free admission. You should study a little bit of the categories. You should be mindful of what the categories are calling for. It's not hard to decipher or remember, but when you get to the ball, once you get to all the categories, you feel like a description of what the categories calling for at the ball as well. You should. You should.
That is true. However, when that is the issue, that should be addressed at the beginning of the ball. You should have the order of the categories as well as the description of what the categories is calling for. Now, the ball has started and it's going on, and then now the category sheet everyone's asking for, looking for this and that, and we don't let a whole lot of shit else through. That's all I'm saying. Address it at the beginning. Once you someone should have said, I thought they already had the order categories, the category descriptions up there. However, if they didn't have that, they should have said.
It's different until you start talking about a big cash category. Now, bitch, you might just give my trophy away, but you're not about to give my five and six.
Well, we ain't got the cash categories yet because we'll get to that. You know, yeah.
So let me ask you a question, Michi. If you would address that at the beginning of the ball and told you, it's not your ball, but as an Ebony rep, you're here discussing it. If you would have came to you and said, where are the categories? And it was the beginning of the ball. Where were you going to get them from?
If you would have added the description and the order of the categories, then I would have got that to them. But they asked for it, and it got to them when they asked for it. By that time, we were already halfway through the ball. And it was more of discrepancies of why your house member got shot.
So it really wasn't necessarily the order of categories, because that was placed online.
It was a description of the category.
It was a description. Well, I do agree with that. I do think the promoter is responsible for bringing the description of the category. And when people start doing Facebook stuff, I'm so against the whole event page, because you can change that at any time. I'd rather have a paper flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen people change what the event page says. And then
you just went through that in Chicago. The Facebook page said something else, and the description of the category said something else.
But that could have been an oversight. But had he actually just printed out the event page and just, and let that be, and then had a separate order category, it would have been a way for you to kind of decide yourself of what you wanted to do. But not having anything at all, because, child, order categories, you could have told everybody to pull it up on their phone, or somebody could have sat down and wrote out the sheet of paper and kind of put one on every table or whatever it was, or, made a copy of it.
But the order categories is just not for the judges. It's for the people that's walking through so they know when their category is coming instead of just,
exactly.
But they can just say category.
Right. But I think he's more complaining about the description of the category, because it is somewhat unfair for somebody to win a category and they bring it wrong, and because the judges didn't know
that
it was wrong.
So, D, can I ask
but
you?
However, if you don't communicate that in the beginning, then it's like, we don't let all this other shit through now?
Wait, can I ask this? So at the beginning of the ball, when the first category came, what was the order of categories then?
The order of categories.
Well, there's
an
order.
We have the order of the
description, like the description of the categories or whatever it was, whatever Like, where was that? Like,
we didn't have that.
Bringing it wrong at the beginning of the ball? Were they bringing it wrong and y'all were confused?
Yeah, they
was.
They was. And so, like, later on towards the end of the ball when one of my kids got chopped because she didn't have a blue, she had the wrong type of blue on when it was red, white, and blue.
It was
red, white, and blue. And I'm, like, going off like, oh, shit, we let a few people fly by earlier. Why we can't let this shit fly? Because we didn't know. They said, oh, but we know now because another house brought it to the panel, they don't have on blue. So now it's a big deal because you know you want to chop my kid. Come on now.
I have a question. It was red, white, and blue, and let's just be technical. I mean, we're going to talk about performance. It was for cash. It was for $500. And even if she had on the red, white, and blue, I would have chopped her, along with a whole lot of other girls. It's no shade. Only seven girls. That category lasted too long. That shouldn't have. Let's just keep it real.
Well, can I get a question? How can you tell what color blue somebody should have on based on a flyer? Did it say royal blue?
Right.
No, didn't have any blue on.
No.
That was the only thing that was missing in her effect. But she had, I guess, some type of gel or something on her. I don't know.
Yeah,
Marlon, you chopped her. You're on the phone.
It wasn't that she didn't have on a certain type of blue. She didn't have on fucking red, white, and blue. It was red and white. And when you told me, why am I chopping her, I said, because she don't have on red, white, and blue. You said, well, we've been letting it go all day long. I said, well, when you know better, you do better. Now that I know what the fuck they asking for, we want red, white, and blue, so she's fucking chopped. And I felt that it was disrespectful. As you being a leader, when I said she was fucking chopped, she came up to that panel running her fucking mouth, asking me, but she came disrupting, asking you, and I let her go. I just ignored her ass and said, okay, she stopped. Then she got back on the fucking floor after I stopped her.
Right.
When I had
because
to get
if
off
Anitra
the panel,
had that other motherfucker on there, and Anitra was going to let that other motherfucker come out there,
no, that was
that shouldn't
Mines
happen.
Mines was going to vote, too. Mines was going to vote.
No, but that what I'm stating is, Dave Khan, I can't. Shay chopped him, but nobody even said, when they said who chopped him, nobody even said I chopped him. Nobody said.
Shay said she chopped him. Yes, she did. So when they came out, when Anisha brought them both back and he said, the little redemption battle with those two, that him and that female figure that got chopped, Shay stood up again and she blew the shit out that horn or two. It couldn't blow no more. She blew the fuck out that horn. That horn kept going. She blew it so long and said,
hold on. Did your house member have on any blue at all anywhere?
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit there like on her chest she has some type of a teal blue on her chest. It was like a little something.
Can't
nobody see that.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Couldn't see it, so therefore that's where it becomes a problem.
Well, hold on. So if she said,
is,
but if she was saying, okay, why you chopped me, and you say, I have on blue, and she'd opened up her shirt and said, well, here's my blue right here.
It wasn't, she didn't even have on no shirt. She just had the teal on her. So when she, it was on her chest. But
it was
so,
like a little, it was about
the
size of about, probably about a quarter little like gel
okay,
print.
Okay, but you didn't
flag.
Talk about how much blue she had to have.
It wasn't big, enough to see
okay,
it
okay, so when somebody, because Michi, like, and I hate to say this, but I noticed this on, y'all get real nitpicky out there, like when y'all tell people to bring it like something, and then y'all be like, oh, the hat was blue and red, and your hat is black and white, like, well, child, like, now y'all are trying it. Because a lot of times people will have on, it'll say black and white, and the whole outfit will be white, but then they'll have black shoes on or black earrings. I mean, if you didn't specify it had to be a certain amount, why y'all being so technical? Did you just not see the performance and you want to chop for that, but it's easier to say, it was the effect than the performance?
I wasn't on the panel. I don't know.
I chopped because she didn't have on red, white, and blue, and I chopped again because they tried to hand her a blue hat after I chopped him. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
That's when I said no, she's not gonna walk. That's when I said no, fuck it, pay it, just go on to the side.
Okay, and
because
then they gave her
the blue hat thing.
They gave her
you
the blue hat and she went back up there and walked again.
Yeah, so if we just stuck it out with the little teal on the chest or whatever, I would have stuck it out. But when they tried to put a blue hat on her, that's almost like admitting it. You know what I mean? So I was like, no, put it to the side. It's cool.
So, D, can I ask this? Before the red line child walked, was it like a lot of other people that walked before her that should have been shot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they brought
that,
they really
are you
too.
Asking? Are you asking the people that should have been chopped for performance, or the people that should have been chopped for bringing the category
well,
in red, white, and blue?
Performance and for the rest of the categories, because I feel like if you're in a judge panel, you just gonna chop, just go ahead and chop. So when your child gets chopped, there's no shame. It's just to get the chop, you know, to start the chopping spree. Just let's get on and get it, get over with.
No, I think it was okay. It was cool.
Oh, okay.
Because I had a lot out there, you know what I'm saying, and they did bring that red, white, and blue. That little teal on the chest, I would have fought for it, but when my members, you know, went on to switch hats and shit, that's almost like admitting some shit.
And when you seen all your members with clear red, white, and blue on, then it was like, come on now.
But Marlon, what we're saying is your when we say red, white, and blue, we tend to immediately think American flag type thing. So, but there are different colors of blue, like sky blue. If somebody would have worn a sky blue shirt, technically they brought the category. But because
she had on no blue, it was a little flag. Where the flag stripes was still blue,
you
the size of a quarter on
say
her
25%, chest. Then say 50%.
Huh?
That's to me.
Well, it was a flag
blue.
On her chest, so the flag has still blue in it now. I'm confused.
It wasn't a
so flag. Are you saying the American flag doesn't have blue in it?
Still blue. Remember, it was
are you saying the American flag does not?
I didn't say it doesn't have blue, but the American
he's
flag has
technical.
Blue.
He's
it's a dark blue.
The American flag is navy blue, and she had on teal blue.
They're
being
it didn't
technical,
say
just
bring
like
it in
did.
American flag colors. It said bring it in red, white, and blue.
Well,
it's
that was her version
of red.
The blue.
Different colors of white. It's different. Well, the white is one color, and there's different colors of blue. It's different shades
so I,
of all those colors.
So if I come out in cream and red and ask me to bring it in red and white, I should still get my fans.
Well, cream and red is two different colors.
Well, not cream.
No, cream.
Now, if you bring it in off-white, that's still white. It's still
right.
White. Now, if you say cream, I wouldn't try that. You know, I wouldn't go that route.
Okay.
I mean, if it said red, white, and blue, to be
five
honest with you, if the category said red, white, and blue, I think common sense should tell you that if it's the 4th, you know, July 4th,
right. Holiday
and all that shit, you can start bringing it in the flag color, red, white,
have
and blue.
The common sense.
Yeah,
I mean, that
blue
might be
T-shirt or something.
But,
don't make us
but
noise.
Once again, in the words of the icon, Ayana,
Christian,
clarity is our friend. You can't sit here and nobody's a mind reader and read what you intended. If that's what you intended, that's what you need to write.
Right.
Nobody can't read your mind.
Or if you're going to have on red, white, and blue, you need to show red, white, and blue.
Thanks.
So who won the category? Who won the cash?
Chanel.
What was the theme for the ball?
$30.
What was the theme?
It was star statement.
Fourth of July.
The name of the ball, but you mean like
the theme? Fourth of July mainly.
It was a Fourth of July.
It was pretty much.
What was that chicken situation given?
What chicken situation?
It was a chicken. It was a bird.
Oh, they had to bring it like birds.
Oh,
okay. A tropical.
Now, if you want to get into effects, and if you want to think about the POCC ball the Collections Ball, Jasmine's Collections Ball in New York, and they came out and they were different birds and animals
birds.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those was birds.
Oh, I thought it was chicken. I'm sorry.
Me too. I thought they was chicken.
Yeah.
Well, Fee came out. It was more like because it was like a some type of tropical bird, but that'd be a tropical bird. I believe it wasn't. I don't know verbatim, but she was like a, I want to say the parakeet or cockatoo or something like that. One of those birds. I thought Rio. I thought about the movie Rio. That big white bird for the movie Rio.
Was that the other two that
went? Huh?
Were those the only two that walked from the clip?
There were other people that walked. Actually, it was a lot of people that walked, quite a few people that walked runway. Walk-wise, I enjoyed them. I mean, effect-wise, I think a lot of effort was not put into a lot of the effects. And it
looked like a lot of...
clucking chuck type of, you know how somebody works for the chicken spot and they have the
mascot.
Yes, that's what it was giving me when I saw the clip. I'm like, what the fuck?
It gave me very Party City tea.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now the Chanel girl and the green perfect gave
Marcus,
me what the collections gave me when they were coming out as birds.
So Marcus, what
it
you
wasn't
said,
so
it was,
costumey, it was really more so effort put into it, more of a runway type of effect. Corey Mizzle, who was in the building, he had walked to the collections ball, and his effect was very much effort put into it. Like, when you think of that collection, because they've had that type of runway category before, and you look at it, you kind of be like, okay, yeah.
What were you saying, Alexis?
So what you're saying is it was very costumey and not effect.
It was very Virgin Runway in Kentucky.
Did you say in Kentucky?
Who said Virgin Runway? It was not a Virgin Runway. Now you're trying to.
I have seen the Virgins bring it harder at a big major ball than that.
What are you saying exactly, Marcus? Like, okay, so
I didn't even learn how to throw out there. Somebody can make a lot of money. All y'all North Carolina girls, I need to move to LA. Y'all can make some coins. Make it a fact.
Read, Marcus, read.
In fact, so I will give them a shout out. You know, they might work with you. They might FedEx it to you. You just got to send them their money. Have your people.
Marcus, you're up.
Bishop, you're
trying to.
What's alive?
Hello?
Hey, don't disrespect the Ballroom Scene radio blog. But I didn't appreciate when I was on letting you guys know and giving a shout out to the Ballroom Scene and trying to give a shout out to you guys that's on here. I didn't appreciate that. Appreciate being muted. And I mean, if you think it's funny or you think it's slick, whoever's on the board, I just wanted to come through and say what's going on with you guys. And, I hope everybody enjoyed their 4th of July and enjoying their summer.
Right. Well, actually, where it happened, Bishop, when you came on and you went to give your shout out, some weird, crazy noise came through.
Right.
So it sounded like came from your
phone. No, I was outside.
She was like, I want to give a shout out. Then we just heard like this weird noise, and it's kind of like, what?
Like you hear now, Ms. Laura trying it. Laura.
Laura gonna always try. Laura always try when I come on here. If you can keep me unmuted, I can get into the conversation you guys talking about. Hold on.
Hold on, y'all.
Hold on. Let's be nice to our guests. So, Bishop. Bishop.
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you see any ball from this weekend?
Happy belated birthday, by the way, again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Did you see any clips that was up this week, for the weekend?
You said, huh?
Did you see any ball clips that were posted this weekend?
Only thing I saw was negativity or fight that happened at, I think, Vogue Night last week.
Right. Record mode for everybody listening online. The madness is still going to continue. Please call in.
We're discussing the Chicago ball, and we're discussing the ball in L.A. Did you see any clips of those balls?
Well, first of all, some of you guys that expect drama. Some of you guys that's on the panel, so one or two that expect drama on the panel. I heard Marcus earlier. I give much respect to what Laura was saying about one of the categories. I give much respect to him.
God.
But other than that, what Marcus said, you know, it made so much sense, you know.
Hello. Okay, listen. What we're not going to do, y'all is not about to drag me through this shit.
Right.
How about I just listen, learn.
Oh. Thank you.
And reply without being muted. I listen, learn, and reply to what
God,
I have to say. Okay? No,
jail.
I'm going to listen.
Just get out. Kelly just get out. Let's congratulations to Kelly. Yes,
she
just get out.
I got it.
Thank God.
I got it.
Bishop.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm here.
I did my best. I did try. But we won't have to put you back on mute right now. While we finish recapping the balls, and you can listen, you can learn and listen, you can learn by listening.
Oh my God!
There's a ball coming up in your area, so hopefully you can attend. And when you come on the show next week, you can recap that.
Okay, he's on mute. Thank y'all. Moving on.
Have a good night, Bishop. Uncle, don't you ever do that again.
I tried my best.
Oh my God.
When I tell you my phone lit up, my text is going off, like, get him off the line, I'm like, No.
It was giving me very yellow bus type of key.
She make you want to drink like forever. Now in record mode, we want to wish Papa Balenciaga a very happy birthday. Congratulations on your 25th birthday.
Definitely, Papa. I enjoyed you guys this evening. Sorry I had to leave early, but I definitely was enjoying myself at Lil Whiskey. Thanks, Greg.
What is Suit Lingria or something? What is Suit Lingria?
No, we was in Sulingria will be D Dollar's version of Allegria this Friday, his birthday party.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, D Dollar. Damn it.
We did not come down for the weekend.
We got to be sent to Jasmine Rodney.
Say it again.
I'll be expecting $100 green dot. I'm about to get us all the paper.
About the party?
Where you been out for 2 months?
About the party? I didn't mention anything else. I just said it's something for him to go to. I didn't say anything
else. No. I'm talking about the Friday night party, sir.
Oh, we don't. Oh, boy, stop.
Oh, I mean, you know.
Birthday party.
Can we finish recapping?
Well,
I mean, what would else to talk about?
Well, it sounds like the ball went successful besides minor little things that, people who just having their first ball didn't know.
Y'all not going to just sit here and just – wait. Was that D. Revlon that just said what else are we going to talk about?
No, that wasn't him.
Oh, who said that?
But thank you for calling in.
Are you high?
So, D, quick question for D. That pretty much basically only thing that you really had that was going to the ball. Everything else you said.
Yeah, that was cool, but I have like a little general question I want to ask and get everybody's opinion on.
Okay, shoot.
Like, okay, when you're thinking of sex siren, because all these 10, 11 years we've been around, 12 years, when you're judging for a sex siren, it's like you getting pounded in your head of somebody who you want to have sex with. You know what I mean?
It's a fantasy category. You ain't got to think about nobody you want to have sex with.
Oh, no, but see, that's what I'm saying.
Hold on.
Listen. So if my kid got chopped, and I said, what's the reason why you chopped? I'm asking, is he sexy? Yeah, he's sexy. But then you say, but I don't want to fuck him.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Shay Ebony. I love Shay Ebony.
Okay, hold on. Can y'all hold on 1 second? PC, you're on the air.
Who?
EC on the air.
Hey.
Jason, what you trying to say? You trying to say we being politically correct?
Okay.
So anyway, you know what I'm saying? We've been pounded in our heads when you judge a sex siren as somebody who's enticing you, making you want to have sex with them. But the person is sexier than a motherfucker. Everybody has their type. We know that that's not her type. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you say, don't even chop them for that shit. Just later on, don't even vote for them if they don't appeal to you like that. But she chopped them.
No, actually, she chopped them. What she said was he's cute, but it's not sexy.
No. You can't tell me what I asked her.
I was standing right there, so I can tell you. Because I asked her again.
Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hold on, private caller, you're on the air.
Go ahead, private caller.
Private caller, going once.
Bye. And Mitchie, you're not going to bully nobody on here.
Nobody's bullying nobody. What are you talking about?
Me,
I just hate when people come on and try to carry on shit and they just was at the ball.
But I'm telling you what,
didn't say nothing.
Hold on.
So if you didn't feel a thing, you should have told her you didn't feel a thing. Don't come up on here trying to motherfucking carry on.
I told her that. She know that. We talked.
Nah, you did not motherfucking sit there. Jeez, don't forget I was standing right up at the fucking panel. I was running the fucking panel. So don't motherfucking sit here and act like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Because
if you hear that to me, the only people that should actually be on that motherfucking panel is Dinky, Lovely, or motherfucking Orange Act. Sit the fuck back. Thank you.
He said it's just a fucking ball.
Sit back. Sit the fuck back. Thank you. The ball is over you, Judge. To chop your dress off. You got your response. Thanks for reaching out. Good night.
Whatever.
Now, what was you saying? DC's on the line.
Go ahead. To the next person. Because I know what the fuck she said.
Okay, let's break this conversation.
Well, you sure the fucking seem to have a problem about it then, so don't come the fuck up on here trying to have a problem about it now.
I dealt with it. I fucking dealt with it.
Okay, well, then leave it alone. It was dealt with, and it was still a cop.
I asked these motherfuckers for their fucking opinion on the shit. I know what the fuck I'm
doing. Let's go. Let's go. DC.
So anyway, Rodney, what's your opinion on that shit?
Yes, Rodney.
Meet you and you. God damn, y'all wouldn't let me say shit. When the leader of he said he went through her personally because he got chopped. As the leader, he wanted to get her opinion. If he said she told him that.
Rodney.
No. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about general all around, state to state. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that people should be looking at the point that I would want to have sex with that person. It's just, is that person all around sexy, and would people want to have sex with that person?
Sex siren is a fantasy category. You can even sell me sex.
Can I correct?
All right.
Have sex,
I mean, if I'm looking
them,
at you and it's sexy
sex
and it's turning me on,
I want to have sex with any of them queens. But if sex siren is about you eluding sex, are you selling sex? I don't want to sleep with no femme queen. I want to sleep with no women.
And he didn't elude no
sex. Well, then, that may have been the issue. Right, but you have to realize some things, and it might have been some people are just sexy, but when they just stand there and they just touching the back of their hair, I'll chop them. Yes, you are sexy, but you're not selling sex, and that's the difference between the two. Just my opinion, but I'm a nobody.
How about this? Can he get down the runway to sell the motherfucking thing?
Y'all put me on mute, please, because I'm just
Well, what was he doing coming down the runway? Was he...
Right.
It, a lot of times...
He made it to the judges panel, and it's no shame. He did not give. Like, come on.
Me too is the child. What's the child's name?
I don't know.
He's new.
Okay.
He did not get. When you look at prime example, he's a cat boy, and look at Damiamo, your cat boy. Come on, no, he got some. He got some shoes. No,
and he's being trained by Damiamo, and he hasn't even got.
He couldn't have, because Damiamo does not give that. Damiamo is selling you sex from the minute he hits the back of that motherfucking floor all the way up to the panel. You are looking at him. You are getting into him. You are seeing what is going on with this boy walking up to me now. He gave me what is he walking? Everybody started saying, what is he walking? Shay chopped him because she was bold enough to chop, because there was a whole lot of motherfuckers for the chop all night that y'all was not chopping.
Mm.
So let's just keep it real across the whole fucking ballroom board.
Mm.
Well, can I ask a question? D, is it possible for us to see a picture of him with clothes on? Because,
I'll put some in the official group. I'll put some up there.
All right. Okay. Well, maybe you won't want to put it in there, I mean, because you know the girls are vicious.
Well, I'm in my house. I got to do that when I get up in the house. When I get to the computer in the house, I'll do that. I ain't got no room with my phone.
Okay. What happened?
Good Lord.
Get a look at this.
Misha, they say you are on this show bullying people today.
No, he's not.
I'm not bullying nobody, and I'm still in L.A. I'm still in L.A.
Pump your brakes and calm down.
You know,
Misha not bullying nobody. He just being a secretary like he usually is.
Laura, first of all, I'm not a secretary because I don't take notes in minutes. Okay, thanks.
You do.
I don't, girl.
Just like you,
Miss Alexis, Miss Laura, keep it cute, girl.
Yeah.
Keep it cute, mama. Okay.
But Michi, it comes off like you're defending everything your house members do, and you know, and you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
First of all, I will defend my house members when it, and especially when it needs to be defended. And
right
okay, or wrong. I say, huh?
Whether they right was, or wrong,
right or wrong, yes, I am. That's
well,
the same.
Then, girl,
that's
nobody
the same.
Gonna listen to you, girl. You can't cry wolf all the time.
Right.
Well, no, I'm not
right.
gonna cry wolf all the time. But if my thing
well, no,
is
if
this,
you're defending everything
hold on,
that
it depends
happens,
on. It depends on. Hold on,
like
no, Marcus. Because if you let somebody come on here, no. Because Marcus, you're not gonna try. You're not gonna let nobody try to ensconce us. Ryan's gonna let nobody try to prime you. We're all gonna speak our mind and give our opinion. However, in this certain situation, I was sitting right there, so I'm definitely gonna give my opinion. No shade, like I said at the end of it, to just make it clear, when he came out, everybody, quite a few judges was going, what is he want? Everybody's looking confused, like, what's going on? And Shay
okay,
was the one
Michi,
that shot him.
That's how you told the story. He feels the other way. There'll be another
no,
ball.
No, that's what
the
I saw.
When
well, I
was okay,
asking
but,
him for their
but
10.
Michi, you were the commentator that night. So you were
I was
Michi,
asking
you
him for their
Michi 10, Anthony.
So I clearly I'm looking at you dead in your face.
Okay, Michi, you can't remember everything. I'm sure you were cocktail.
Oh, my God. Yes, I remember everything, and I wasn't even high. Didn't want to be. I needed to make sure I got it all. No, I really was not.
Lies.
Now, drinking down,
people,
I was.
How many people was at that
high,
bomb?
I was not.
How many people was at that bomb, Michi?
They had a very nice turnout, actually, Miss Laura.
How
I'd
many people was at the bomb?
What?
I'd
say between 150 to 200 people was up in there.
You said what?
Okay, they filled that venue. They filled that venue up.
How long, girl? How many people?
What? Who's I? What do you mean I?
Michi. How many people you said it was?
I'd say about 150.
Okay, I just want to make sure your number was consistent because when we did your pre-interview, you said 150 to 200.
I said
150. I don't know why I thought you said 250.
Right.
I was about to get a hold on that,
Michi. 250, girl. Now, don't you? I didn't even just say that now. Don't sit there and try to say that.
150 to 200.
Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah.
I didn't say no 250, girl.
Then your number's got
you.
I just wanted to make sure that.
Now you're trying.
No, your words are sounding very slurred. You're giving me very Kentucky virgin comment.
Oh, Miss Fane, no, you just can't hear. You're trying it, girl. Let's just get through this categories. Okay, great. Foot and Eye Grand Prize, Marcus, Mizrahi, L.A. Florida, Butch Realness Grand Prize, Legendary Afro, Mizrahi.
Hold on. He won. Wait, Marlon Mizrahi won? Or you said Marcus?
No, I said Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus, L.A. Father.
Congratulations,
Marcus. Schoolboy Realness, some boy, he's a 007. He did really good, but shout out to Dice Ebony because he came through and laid that whole line out, no shade. And it was hella school boys. But they both did a wonderful job in having school boys. No one else fought Fem Queen body.
Who, Josh?
I think. Huh?
Josh?
Josh who?
Ebony.
No. Dice.
Dice.
From Atlanta. He's from Atlanta.
Red Dread.
Huh? Yeah, with the Dread, yeah.
What the fuck
I just
said, Josh?
Okay, girl. Female figure performance.
Damn.
Grand Prize, Michelle Ebony. Female figure runway, No One Walked. Butch Queen Sex Siren went out to JX Chanel. Butch Queen Runway Grand Prize went to Fee Chanel. All American went to the Blonic. Let me see. Femme Queen Realness Grand Prize Brianna and Little Mama Ebony. Thug Realness Grand Prize Ebony. Fresh.
Ebony.
Ebony and a couple other ones. I can't remember the name.
Ebony.
It was all, yeah, it was the Ebony crew and Quasi Ebony. Then we had two additional Ebonies. Pretty Boy Realness, shout out to Geo and Red Ebony, grand prize. Drag Realness, grand prize Chanel.
What's
Red? You said
what? What's
Red Ebony from L.A., how? He lives in LA. You said what? I can't hear you.
Nobody walks streetwear, Rodney.
Huh? Nobody walks streetwear.
Oh.
See, Marlon Rodney, that was an easy coin for you.
Marlon kept his change.
Of course she did. We're about to go out and have drinks
tonight.
Is Marlon
still on the line?
Marlon?
Yeah, she's still on here.
Marlon?
She's still on here, but she might have been muted or clicked over. You know, she's always carrying on.
Yeah. Oh, Marlon, you here?
Okay.
Hello. You were sponsoring streetwear. How much was it for last night?
Whatever I felt like giving out.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God, I can't right now. About whatever I felt like giving out.
You can go back on mute.
Very much $50.
So you sponsoring a category, put dollar signs on it, being sponsored with dollar signs?
Ain't that what the flyer had? Dollar signs, honey.
Giving very. You're giving. You're showing. If somebody gave you $50 for streetwear, would you feel some type of way?
Well, I mean, it was for whatever. I knew where, like, this goes back to the conversation we was having earlier where everybody was talking. It depends where you are, what the venue is, what it was. I knew goddamn well nobody was going to walk no goddamn street there, and they wasn't going to bring it. And if they just
had on the Marla, that's what we call a rent party. If that would have been your ball and you'd have made Grand Prize Streetwear and nobody came out and walked, we would have been like, yeah, girl, she knew that. She did that to keep her coin.
Okay. If somebody would have got me up out my seat, it would have been a shock, but it wasn't. So I was going to give somebody that walk. They would have brought it how I wanted. I would have gave them $100.
Depending on who it was.
I would have gave them $100. Just $100.
If they got up, you know she's saying good. Tempest would have chopped. Why don't you?
That ain't real. Wait a minute. They gave $100 for best dress. What's wrong with $100 for streetwear? Shit.
Okay, that's right.
Well, it said $100, so the girls knew what they was getting.
Well,
yeah.
Dollar
sign.
Wait, that was for cash in Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I can't.
I mean, you do have to realize Chicago is the home of Leroy, where he's of the year.
Who's Leroy? That retarded child.
You're not.
She's the first ballroom. I think she's the first legit retarded ballroom girl to get of the year. Like, child. She's literally retarded.
What? What?
Yeah, she is. She's literally retarded. Marcus, ain't she?
What house is she
retarded.
In?
I don't want to attack that house. I'm not attacking the house.
Was she an avant-garde or a ninja or something? One of them houses, Omni, Elon, something like that. One of those houses. What are those type of houses?
What are those type of houses?
Okay, let's get some performance.
They pick on her and pick her and laugh at her after she wins. And then after she got enough.
But you know what? No, I'm going to tell you a secret.
Okay.
Selma used to do this to this girl in Atlanta. She's a con now. I can't think of her name. But when she first came out, she used to be a real pickle. But Selma used to get her crunk. But now I want to say, what is her name?
Alexis, don't even waste your time. Leroy has been out for 8 years.
8 or 9 years. He's counting down his trophies, and so and he's marking them. He has a resume of his achievements. So when it's time to present it to the council about his status, and he's really serious. You can't help it because he does have a mental issue, but I think they play with him because they've seriously let big runway people lose to him just to get the situation.
Mark, y'all are trying it.
No, I am serious.
He's beat Alyssa Garcon. He beat Stacey Prodigy.
He's one of those kids. If Andre was to come to Chicago and walk a $1,000 runway, right? They would try it. I kid you not. They would try it.
Right. If it was his first battle, they might let Leroy win the first battle just so he can kiki or say he won over Andre.
Y'all are something.
I remember we did that in the 11th grade at homecoming. We voted for this retarded girl named Falinda to be our junior homecoming queen. And then when during the pep rally when they called her, we booed her. My dad went to like a big high school bid. So her mama was there. They got her all done up. And then when she came out, they was like, Falinda Frederick, your 2000 junior homecoming queen. Everybody said, boo, bitch, it was the key. It was the key.
That's
high school was cruel. The girls was me. Just imagine 2,000 people booing you. That was me.
Okay, moving on. Then we have, I'm going to say that one for the end. Executive room is grand prize Casanova Chanel, Noble Walker Streetwear, first sneaker, 101 person wall, team is chopped. And we didn't get to that versus legend due to time constraints. Now, one of the I can't hear you.
Well, legend versus legend, that should have been one of the shortest categories out there. y'all could have took 30 seconds to call it.
Why do you say that, Marcus?
Because there ain't none up there.
There are some legends in California.
Who are the legends in California then, Marcus? You know.
Divine Arnold, Duke. Oh, yeah. Oh, Duke, right. Duke
has
four. Okay.
JJ.
Oh, no. It's a few more.
Wait, who?
You got JJ. Zaza JJ. Mizza.
JJ.
Used to be our overall founder of Riddell.
Oh, Big JJ. Chocolate, dark skin JJ.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, is
you got,
Shay legendary?
Huh?
Is Shay legendary?
Who?
Shay.
Yeah, Shay. Yeah, Shay.
Why is she?
Excuse me?
I'm asking, why is she? What is she legendary
for? You said,
for?
Why is she? Why shouldn't
what
she
is,
be?
What is she legendary for?
Realness.
Oh.
What she has walked and what she has been.
Oh.
And what she still is. Realness.
I didn't know. No, I didn't know. I was about to ask. I didn't know if she was legendary or not. That's all I was asking.
Thanks.
I think y'all could have took 30 seconds and called that category, but moving on. But congratulations for finishing everything.
Because Marcus, you wanted to Marcus is trying. Marcus is not being real, and he don't want to voice his true opinion on why he keeps saying that statement about that.
Who about that?
We could have took 30 seconds to call that category. Because Marcus wanted to see who was going to actually walk that category, so he could then give his real what he really want to say. At that point,
what was the legend versus legend? What performance runway? Or what was it?
They pick a category. The category they're legendary for. They walk that and, you know.
So how would you judge it?
So it's really giving OTA legendary.
So
OTA
legendary just Obertal legend for whatever.
Well, not really just for whatever. I mean, for whatever you're legendary for.
Right. But I'm saying how you judge that.
Whoever had, like, the better production or,
whoever has
bring interest.
The best as far as their category. I mean, Lord, we're
at
fucking sitting here asking. You're trying to be
ball,
fucking typical tonight
category?
Now.
But at this type of ball, they was having that category?
Yes, they were. Well, excuse me. What do you mean that type of ball? It was a star statement and legends ball. We have legends out here. We have enough for that category
to
be
won. I'm talking about the people that were throwing the ball.
It was a star, Saban, and Legends ball.
I think when Marcus
is saying y'all could have took 30 seconds to call the last category.
Yeah, so I think you gonna interpret Marcus incorrectly.
What legend was in the building, Michi?
Excuse me?
What legends were in the building?
There were legends in the building.
That were not on the panel.
Oh.
You had Father Trey Waddell. You had
on
Divine.
The panel.
Just the name. You had Dave Yarn. You had Bijan, Michelle, Gia.
Oh, Michelle.
Who sounds like they had the truck stop in Pittsburgh, bitch? Get your phone together.
I've been asking that question all night, but Michi keeps over talking to me.
Why? You give a very Becky situation, girl. Calm down.
Excuse me?
You're giving very Becky tonight, doll.
No, girl, I'm not. Not yet. Go ahead.
So speaking of, so ain't no new 007s, anything?
You said any 007.
Oh, well, while we're on it, on Sunday night, there was the Rumble Ball, the return of the Chicago Rumble. Congratulations to Father San Antonio Revlon for winning the trip to Las Vegas.
I heard the girls were shitty.
Congratulations. And congratulations to Little James Khan team for winning the Rumble-style performance.
So you got to talk about how Marco was shaking that purse for that Revlon child. We're not going to sweep down to the road, child.
We'll come back. Can we get the performance really quick?
Okay.
Can we just get the performance really quick?
Okay.
Laura wants to be a mess right now. Let's get to this mess.
She's shaking her purse at restaurants and shit, paying for people food and shit and things and shit and just, you know, carrying on. Just all up in
well,
that
how do you know she's paying
like
for the food?
Because she said it.
Maybe the child was hungry and she went, I mean, you know, some people like to help
no,
people.
No, that child got his own money, child. She be, Miss Marco, chill. Chill, honey, boo-boo, chill. Yeah, please.
Well, but the final category, open to all performance. Is Marlon still on the phone? Marlon,
we've already discussed this category, red, white, and blue, right?
Mm, yeah.
Michi, as you have.
Yeah. We got through that. I just feel like I'm just gonna get my opinion on the open arm.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what the girl said. The girl said y'all
it's
didn't
be
chop.
Real short.
They said the girl said y'all didn't chop. Marlon didn't chop.
I'm just gonna say this. I'm gonna say how it would have went. But I'm just gonna get my opinion as far as open to all performance, as far as the tens to the battles. I'm not going to talk about the battle. I'm going to talk about the girls, you know, the 10s. And I'm just going to say Blair Chanel, stand to the side. Lil Meech Ebony, stand to the side. Malia Mizza, stand
girl,
to the side. Saying
these names like we know they are.
I'm just giving the girls, I'm just giving the girls that, you know, I'll see the 10s at. You know, Indigo Revlon, stand to the side. Jamari Blahnik, stand to the side. Michelle, stand to the side.
Michelle who?
And Ballerina stands to the side. I'm sorry, Michelle Ebony and Ballerina Chanel stand to the side.
We
spent an hour and some on a category to where I only seen about 7 girls that should have got through that line.
Okay, now can you name the Ebonys that should have, since you're going to be so clear, can you name
why?
The Ebonys that should have not gotten 10?
Okay. Come on.
We'll start there.
Excuse me?
Let's start
if you
want
to make it hot, start with your house or who you don't think should have got 10.
The ones that walked in my house, I named, that got their 10.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Only 2 Ebonys that walked.
Michelle
walk,
and
Little
Meech.
There's only 2 Ebonys.
Michelle Blue?
No.
Oh, no
she used to be a Revlon. She's still new. On, she's still new to the future.
Stay with me. They told 2 Ebonys walk performance.
Huh?
Only 2 Ebonys walk performance.
What did you say?
Thank you. Category closed. Let's move on to the next topic. Real tonight, we're going to be real.
Girl, you said what? Girls are not what? The girl's not going to be real tonight. None of you would come up on here and chop your house members just like you wouldn't at a ball.
Hold on, stay with me. You've already said it.
Now you figure the rest out.
Marcus, hold on. Meeky.
What?
Alexa in the background.
I can't hear all that noise in the background. Somebody has like a TV or something on. But go ahead, Rodney, you were saying.
I said you gave us the names of people who should have got 10.
Who I feel brought the category, not only brought performance. The category is performance. You performed.
Hold on, guys. So Marcus' question was, which I understood clearly, was based on all those other people that walked. Were there any Ebonies that you did not name that were in that group?
No, I named Ebonies.
So only two Ebonies again. Only two Ebonies, because you named two Ebonies that should have got 10 and stood aside. Were there only two Ebonies that walked performance, is what he's asking.
As far as I remember, too.
No, because I saw pictures. I'm about to name a name.
It was only two Ebonies that walked performance.
No, it was actually one. And he actually, he should have said, I'm sorry, I forgot about Hot Rod. My bad.
There's one more.
There's another one too, darling. And Miss Brandon.
Hello, there's another one too, darling. Keep going. That's it.
Anybody else? I don't know who they are. How about and Brandon definitely should have got their 10.
Okay, we just want to make sure you didn't throw shade at your house and you get a try.
No, I'm not throwing shade at my house. But if there's anybody else after them, I do not remember. But I did forget Hot Rod and Brandon, my bad.
Okay, but you got all the evidence, should have gotten 10.
So you didn't remember that, but you remember what Shay told said to
Whoa, no, I do remember what Shay said.
I was going there, bitch.
He asked her.
He had a personal conversation that
I did not witness, girl. So don't try to reinvent it and manipulate at the same time. But keep it moving. But let's go. I was going to ask you the same thing, Lord, beat me too.
Y'all can
ask for the same thing, but again, keep in mind that he also said he asked her personally. Yeah. So when you have a personal conversation, no, I'm not in that. But when I asked, when it was first said, and I asked, who chopped it, whatever the chop was, that's what she said.
I thought you said you were standing right there when he asked her the question. I was standing right there when he asked her the question.
We need a new Ebony PR person. I'm the girl, bro.
I'm going to need you to never get in trouble and have to go into interrogation with FBI, Secret Service, anybody.
Please, honey.
They are going to beat you up with inconsistency.
They would never.
Just told us 5 minutes ago. They going to pull it up a page.
No, my answer did not change from five minutes ago to now. But I did say, I forgot about Hot Rod and I'm Brandon. I did say that. Yes, I did.
Did you say performance didn't really stand out to you for you to mention their name and while you was running out the Ebony names? Is that kind of pretty much clear and concise? Just ask.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
I said, is it that their performance didn't really get you up? Forget about their names.
No, Brandon's performance got me up. How she was using the little windows in the building and coming across the wall and stuff and looking up through the window.
She got me up.
And, what? Hot Rod.
Congratulations to Blair Chanel. They said you really turned it. Congratulations.
Well, this
you,
is my thing, though.
Yeah, because Marcus doesn't see it. Marcus doesn't understand how he won.
Mitchie,
I guess
not.
He's that
with
me, girl. Shut up.
No, girl.
See,
I mean, let's go, girl.
I
mean, you want to play? Let's play. You said you didn't. You were confused. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
It
was his mom.
Mitchie, if Brendan and Hot Rod got you up, if you said they got you up and you remember all that, why didn't you say that?
What happened?
If, when Marcus asked you who got 10,
girl, we're trying to sit here and try to make it seem like you want me to say that the performance was not worthy of the five. Or you're trying to say
that.
Excuse me? Wait. I've already answered the question. The question has been answered. Thank you. Thank you. You're trying to reinstate the question and try to fish for information. Miss Girl, you tried in my inbox. It doesn't work. Then you're not going to try it here and think it's going to work now. Let's go. Let's go. What's the name of the next category?
Okay.
No, we're not talking about the red, white, and blue. They had on red, white, and blue. We're not talking about red, white, and blue. We was never talking about red, white, and blue. We were not talking about our facts.
And you remember Brandon wiping some windows during performance. Okay.
Girl.
Don't
motherfucking sit here and try me, bitch.
Hey, you talking about they got you up, but then when Marcus asked you the first time, child, you only
That's
named
That's not what I said, girl. That's not what I said.
And they won the first two that you named.
So say what I said verbatim, bitch. That's not what I said, girl. Don't sit here and try to fish and twist, girl. You said he's trying to fish and twist. Miss Laura, it's not going to work, girl. You already know it's not going to work, girl. Girl, check your inbox. You know it don't work for me, girl. It don't work, girl. It don't work. It won't work.
Well, moving along in a very professional
But grand prize, you know, to the, Blair Chanel, who won Open All Performance.
Also, Brendan wiping window stud didn't get him to win.
She wasn't wiping no fucking windows, bitch. She was like windows along the sides of the wall, girl. Bitch, some motherfucker sit up on here, motherfucking try Miss Laura, bitch.
Oh,
girl, you blow up on this motherfucking phone trying to, girl.
Oh, so she was wiping her
Hello,
wall.
Hello, y'all. Hello. Thank y'all. Thank
you. Fucking window.
Michi, Laura. Thank y'all. Can we move on? Thank you. Anybody else want to call in and talk about a ball or Philadelphia, the On the Run concert? Anybody saw Laura at Summer Jam in Philly? Press 1 now.
Laura, get out my inbox, girl.
Can we play a game real quick?
Mm.
I want us to play a game called Things That Make You Go We want you to relate it to ballroom and be shady.
No, I'm not playing. Because I'm about to try it again. Y'all motherfuckers
well, no,
are
I
trying
mean,
I got something that makes you go
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Ballroom things that make you go current events. Rodney, you want to start?
I'll be last.
Okay. Laura?
I was just saying rickety, crickety girls throwing punches make me go
You said what, Laura?
Certain rickety, crickety girls throwing functions, throwing balls, make me say,
Are you directing that to someone?
Yeah. Well, if she's not on the phone, is your house member.
Oh, shit.
She's doing a successful function.
Oh, shit.
She still had
and gave out all her cash, girl. So keep it cute, Miss Laura. Now, Miss Laura, she ain't came to you,
girl. $500
cash. What? I mean, girl. Speaking of $500, $500 tables make me go.
Actually, no, it was more cash given out than $500, girl.
Whoa.
It was way more cash given out than $500.
Hold on, Missy. Marcus, what you just say?
I said, speaking of $500. $500 house ball tables are things that make me go,
Who the fuck charges $500?
Next topic. We're moving on, honey.
Oh. I got one now. Is it a why is it or, oh, things that make me go, is during performance,
when the category is 1,000 or more, unless it's the invite, you have 5 girls walking. But when it's $50 or free, you have 100 girls walking.
Things that made me go, you have 3 commentators and 1 microphone. Let's keep it going.
People that get caught up in ballroom, they can't think for themselves. Things that make you go,
Girls moving state to state, but then they put on their Facebook wall about girls sleeping on floors when they've been sleeping on floors all their life.
Stop it, Laura.
Laura,
move now.
That wasn't.
Girls all about their grown. Girls all about their grown, but they still stay at home with their mama and not paying no bills.
I need to do an off-record one. Can somebody explain to me what grown and sexy means? Because if some of y'all went to the club, grown and sexy.
Yeah, them grown and sexy folks make me go,
like
what
the
grown hell?
Grown and sexy
what
and not with
fuck?
No shirt on.
Can we just
That's
start
sexy.
With the girls? I mean, the old people using, I mean.
Girls that say they live by an ocean when they live really live by a dirty duck pond.
That's ocean property.
Laura, you're trying it.
Hold on. Things that make you go, girls refuse to fly, but they'll sit on a train for 17 hours.
Oh,
child, you know what that's about, girl, honey.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Maybe they name
Come
not
on,
clean.
Oh. You say what?
Maybe they not clean.
Yeah.
Are they on the no-fly list?
I know people that do that, and their name is clean.
Well, some people don't like to fly.
Right.
Child,
that's
half these girls getting on trains, bitch, used to fly to friendly skies not too long ago.
Well,
no,
we
understand those situations.
Listen,
yeah.
when you book somebody to host an event and you paying for their flight, but when you see them on Greyhound, you be like,
What are you trying to say, Alexa?
Baby, this
what
recap
is
tonight is going to be nasty.
I think I just saw a Greyhound photo not too long ago. Didn't we just see a Greyhound picture not too long ago?
Yes, that's why I said it.
Oh, y'all are trying.
Well, I'll be honest with y'all. We believe she wasn't coming as far as her hometown.
Right. She's only a 2-3 hour trip away from where she was going.
More like 7, honey.
Well, the girls talk about reevaluating stuff. So I was just like,
Oh. Things that make you go,
owing
people money, owing people money when you're having a ball and you increase the cash category the next
night.
See
that right there?
Atlanta, darling.
Hold on,
Atlanta.
We just say it.
Marcus, I fired your ass now. You better stop.
Wow.
Hold on, Laura. We're not doing that, Laura. Laura, we're not doing that. That's not cute, girl.
Vito.
Okay,
guys, stop. What we're going to do is we're going to call it a night. And I would like to thank you guys for joining me and helping me host the show tonight for my first time. Hopefully it went off okay. I know it's not giving, my sister, but
You know, we did. We recapped definitely in depth and everything. So I'd like everybody to say good night. Laura, start with you.
Good night, everyone. See y'all at Diane Vito's bar.
Laura, you're being so messy right now. Stop.
Alexis.
Good night, everyone.
Michi.
Well, definitely good night, everyone. And remember, whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom, whatever whatever trailer you decide to go into, remember to wrap it up. Safe sex is the best sex, and it always keeps you safe and warm the next morning. Good night.
Marcus.
Yes, I'll see everyone this weekend for the festivities in the Capitol and next week in Charlotte after that.
All right, and thank you, Switchboard, from the bottom of my heart. And I am Rodney, Father Cocktail. Unapologetic tonight. I appreciate everybody for tuning in with us. Join us next week as we will recap another ball and have some more fun with the family. Talk to you guys later. Have a great week.
Girl, y'all not getting no LSS tonight. Calm down.
I'm about to go to sleep.
Hello?